I'm your host, Patrick Brennan, and this is the NTV 360 Podcast.
I'm very pleased to have on Quinn Varela, the NTV 360's Director of Client Services. Quinn, thank you so much for taking the time to come on.
Thanks for having me, Patrick.
It's my pleasure. So obviously, you have a very extensive background in sales, training, development, things of that nature. If you don't mind, just to kind of lead this off, tell us a little bit more about yourself and your background.
So I have a background in graphic design photography. I have about a decade of experience in just advertising as a whole. But I started in this industry about 5 years ago as an outside advertising sales representative. So I did really well through that and kind of worked my way up. I was running a team underneath me for our Denver network that we use as research and development. And from there, I really fell in love with just marketing and advertising sales. So it was a natural fit when a role up and opened up in the client services and training role to help pass that information on to the rest of our franchisees.
I love that. And you mentioned you have a love for advertising and sales.
Absolutely.
What in particular, you know, kind of fuels that passion, if you will?
Yeah, I believe that it is working with local businesses. At the end of the day, having a direct impact on your community is incredibly empowering and meaningful, and it's something that really feels like you're making a difference.
And let's briefly kind of go over the NTB 360 business model, if you don't mind. How would you describe, in the simplest terms as possible, how the business model works?
So you find high traffic, I mean, well-known local establishments that have extended periods of dwell time and high traffic, and you're going to place a billboard, partner with that business and place a billboard in a very visible spot, and then sell advertising to local businesses. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Gotcha. So from what you're saying, sounds like the venue partners, where you're placing the screens, and the advertisers are kind of two separate things. How do you go about approaching, you know, venue partners versus advertisers? What does that look like to you?
So I think it's because all of us are members of our community, it's pretty easy to assume who's going to be a good venue partner. Is it well known? Is their parking lot full all the time? Is it a name that's recognizable? When it comes to advertisers, it's very similar, except we're only really looking at people who are advertising actively in the community. So these are people who have historically advertised on outdoor billboards, bus shelters, TV, radio, so on. And we know that a lot of these businesses are running out of places to advertise. So we're giving them an opportunity to be seen at a local level, compete with people who have advertised on outdoor billboards for such a long time, and really make an impact in their community.
And you mentioned outdoor billboards, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does this beat out outdoor billboards or even compare to outdoor billboards to radio, TV, these other forms of advertising? Obviously, there's a lot of ways to, you know, market and advertise these days. Why indoor billboards?
I mean, the landscape of advertising has changed a lot over even just the last 5 to 10 years. If you look at radio and even television advertising, you have streaming now. And so businesses are running out of places to advertise there. On top of that, when it comes to print advertising, so magazines, newspapers, even direct mailers, the actual open rate of those is dwindling year over year over year. And then when it comes to outdoor billboards and even bus shelters and some more of those roadside out-of-home advertising, it's extremely expensive. I mean, you have to pay to actually face the billboard, so put the material on there. On top of that, they are having to pay for the actual real estate that the billboard goes on. So the CPM can be very, very high. We find that here in Denver, an average billboard campaign can be anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 per month. And so when you compare that to indoor billboards, one, people aren't driving past them at 60, 80 miles per hour. So there's an actual captive audience to view these billboards. And then two, because it's all digital, it's much more affordable.
Well, I appreciate you laying that out. That makes a lot of sense. Indoor billboards sound like great value compared to a lot of other forms of advertising in terms
Absolutely.
Of what you're getting per dollar. You mentioned CPM, which costs per 1,000 impressions. So it sounds like you get a lot more out of this form of advertising than almost anything else out there. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Love that, Quinn. And so, Quinn, the team that you lead focuses on training franchisees, developing them, ongoing coaching, things of that nature, sales support, all kinds of different aspects. So if you don't mind, we can kind of start with the initial training program for these franchisees that have just come on board, right? So I'm a new franchisee. I'm on board. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get trained. What happens from there?
So every person comes to us from a different background. We have some people who have extensive experience in sales and marketing, and some people who have no experience in that industry or even are first-time business owners. And so we have a very customized approach to every franchisee when it comes to their training. However, there are guaranteed going to be 7 initial training sessions that all focus on landing your venue partners, managing your software, creating the best commercials possible for your customers. And then next, we're going to have a second phase, and that's going to be all about sales training. We have a very similar amount of sales training as we do in the beginning stages of business, except for now once you've gotten to sales, you have all of the knowledge of hosting under your belt. So I find that the learning curve when it comes to advertising sales is much less steep than when it comes to landing your host partners.
And why break it into 2 sections? Why do venue partners and that side of development at first, and then do sales training as that second phase?
What I have found, or what we have found, is that having it all at once can be somewhat overwhelming. So if you are learning an entirely new industry, an entirely new business, we want to kind of lay it one brick at a time to build the foundation of your knowledge. And then you get to move on to the next phase and then the next phase. And by the time that you're done with your sales training, you have all of the knowledge that you need in this business. But we really want to break it into digestible pieces that you can focus on.
So as a new franchisee, I finish all of these trainings that you guys have laid out. Sounds like a lot. Do you guys then just kind of kick me to the curb and say, go build your business, good luck? Or what happens from there, you know, once Absolutely. I'm already done with training?
So we like to consider this a lifelong learning program. So once we go through training, we are going to get a really good understanding of how you work, how you learn, and what's going to be the best thing to do moving forward. We have some people who are getting on a weekly call with us. Some people get on a call with us every other day as they're getting started. Some others are in more of our focused groups that we have with other franchisees. And then some are going to be continuing going through like our webinars that we have on a weekly basis and some things like that. So we're constantly pushing out new information, new strategies, new materials, and that really introduces another opportunity for us to continue working together. So I'd say that training is the beginning, absolutely not even close to an end.
Absolutely. I mean, you guys do so much hand-holding, ongoing training, literally real-time conversations of franchisees calling, texting, emailing you guys saying, hey, I have this coming up with a certain type of advertiser, or even just a typical question of the day-to-day of, hey, I'm not feeling very motivated. Can I have a conversation with you guys? And you guys are there to really support them in all these different ways.
You're never alone in this business. And I think it's because we're all out there in the field building our business. It's really easy to feel alone because we're not there physically with you. However, we really want it to feel like you can just pop your head over into the next room and ask a small question. So we really are proud of giving all of our clients white glove treatment.
That support is massive. And a good analogy that I've heard people kind of relate here in terms of the franchisees and even you guys is talking about like college, right? You go through college, you go through this maybe 4-year program, you get taught the ABCs of whatever it is that you're trying to go do in life. And then you get to your career field and you're like, whoa, I wasn't taught this, or I didn't expect this, right? And that's life, that's business. So being able to, in those moments, I just say, well, I hope I can figure it out. But having someone to call, having someone to reach out to that can coach you and guide you those situations, total game changer in terms of your confidence and your ability to develop your business. So I love the fact that you said that. What else do you guys provide outside of just the live, you know, phone calls, text, emails, things like that?
Well, we really want to provide the model, right? So nothing that we give to our franchisees is theory. We have multiple markets that we test all of these strategies and packages and different things and before handing it to our franchisees. So you can guarantee that anything that's given to a franchisee is proven. So there's absolutely no recreating the wheel. But on top of that, what we really want to provide is a whole toolkit. I mean, all in one box business. So we're going to provide you with your marketing materials. We're going to teach you how to submit the best commercials possible for your clients, and we'll create those commercials for your clients. On top of that, we'll even help you with market research. So identifying the prospects in your area, understanding how you want to scale your business. So where do we want to be 1 year from now, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years from now. We really help with that long-term planning as well. I mean, our goal is to be the backbone of our franchisees. So other than the actual going out there and having a conversation, we really try to handle everything else.
I love it. And the practice first theory thing is so huge. You having, you know, had this background and says having done this out in the field, whenever you're able to speak it and teach it, it shows. So having that, you know, experience definitely makes a difference.
Thank you. And I mean, all of our people at Client Services have some type of experience working in or alongside a territory. So they're either helping with the actual strategy behind the territory, or they're actually working in the field. So everybody in Client Services has extensive experience with actually working this business.
And outside of all of the other stuff you talked about, what about the webinars, knowledge base, those other tools and materials that are resources that you guys provide to franchisees?
So there's an unlimited amount of resources and tools and materials that we've made in this business. We have a lot of these things that are front facing so that you can just grab and go. One thing that we have put together is our knowledge base, which contains all of the materials, all of the training, scripts. I mean, really anything that you could need from this business. I mean, self-serve. So they can just go on to the knowledge base and download whatever they need to be able to go out into the field. Our webinars are a fantastic opportunity for our franchisees to get lifetime updates as well as learn something new. So we have our entire NTV 360 team on all of our webinars. These happen on a weekly basis, typically. And that is a huge benefit because you have the ability to ask questions to our team while we're all there on one call. And then on top of that, there are other franchisees who are attending this call live. So you may have an opportunity to build some relationships with other franchisees who are experiencing the exact same thing that you are. But these webinars are a real opportunity to stay ahead of the curve of what's new, not just with NTV 360, but our industry, what's successful for some other franchisees, what's working, what's not working. And then we also like an opportunity to give shout outs to our franchisees on those too.
That's incredible. Being able to stay engaged, you know, on a weekly basis. I mean, that's just amazing. That constant engagement is something to look forward to. They're my personal favorite part of each week. So I love the fact that you're able to lead those every single week. A huge question that I'm asked and a huge point of emphasis is on the sales side, right? So I'm asked quite often by potential franchisees, what does the sales support look like? I'm, you know, coming from the corporate world, or I've never had a background in marketing and sales. Does that disqualify me from doing this business?
Absolutely not. We have people who come to us, like I said, from every different background. And with that, we give you everything that you need. We give you your materials. We have scripts that have been tested and proven in the field. We have, on top of that, we'll be able to give you market research. So identifying the top clients in your area and who's actually advertising, who's spending the most money. And again, I mean, I find that most people who haven't done sales before, it's the sales process that they're so unsure of what do I do next? We help with every step of the way. I mean, our entire team is really just a phone call or text away. So live time while you're out in the field and coming up against some of these things, you can just give us a call and we'll be able to answer you right then and there.
I think sales is kind of a scary word for a lot of people as well that have never experienced anything like that. So just to be clear, this is like the Wolf of Wall Street. I'm going to call people all day, close them on the phone.
Absolutely.
Okay,
not.
So it's not like that. So what is it like?
So we take a very hyper-local approach because the majority of our franchisees are very embedded in their communities already or wanting to be. And so this type of sale is a little bit more of a warm sale, right? We are understanding who is advertising in the area and we're going to be targeting them. However, it's a very welcoming and warm conversation.
Like a consultative type of approach or something like that?
Absolutely. I mean, I have a lot of the times two kind of different approaches when we're going after sales. One is going to be more of a networking approach. So it could be, you know, I'm another local business owner as well. Here's what we're doing in the community. I would love an opportunity to sit down with you and see what ways we can help each other. How simple is that? Or you may have another approach that might be a little bit more aggressive, maybe to a big whale of an advertiser in your community. And that may be more along the lines of, I've noticed that you've advertised in all of the outdoor billboards across town. You have a phenomenal marketing campaign going on right now. I'd love an opportunity to speak with you guys about what we're doing. Maybe even giving them a little bit of information of, we've taken the concept of outdoor billboards and brought them inside where people actually have more dwell time to view the screens. This is an opportunity for you guys to be seen by even more people at a fraction of the cost of what you're paying on the outdoor billboards. So if you break it down, you know, one is very, very casual networking approach. And then the other is more aggressive, but it is, I've seen you guys all over the place and I have what you want. We should talk.
Even then, those are both pretty comfortable. It's not some...
extremely comfortable. With B2B outside sales, people are so nice. I've talked to some people who have done cold door knocking with even residential, like solar sales or places like that. And I will say that people are very warm and welcoming when you're walking into their business. B2B sales is my favorite.
Another big question I get is about lead generation, right? And you and I live in this world, so it's really easy for us to kind of understand how it works. But I think people on the outside, once again, kind of get scared, like, how does lead gen work? How does NTV360 help me with this? So if you don't mind, expand a little bit on how are leads generated in this industry, in this type of business?
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to generate leads. We find that, again, since this is such a hyper-local business, a local approach to generating leads is also the best. So taking a look at who is advertising in your area, those are all leads. They say that we see anywhere from 5,000 to 7,000 advertisements every single day, from the side of the road to the grocery store. I mean, online, it's just everywhere. All of these people advertising in your community are potential advertisers. So we need to get in front of them and continue to stay in front of them. There are some great ways to do that locally, including the chamber and networking groups. There's the chamber, BNI. There's probably going to be some unique networking opportunities in each person's area as well. And then on top of that, local sponsorship. So sponsoring sports teams, sponsoring events, sponsoring different events that really your community members are going to show up at. And also, I mean, going out there, we find that one of the best ways to generate leads is getting in front of your prospects face to face. And we help you identify who those exact correct prospects are in your region.
I love that. And I say this kind of tongue in cheek, of course, but like, once you're in this business, you're cursed. Like, even this weekend, I was at an ice rink with my nieces and they're, you know, skating around, and I'm fixated on all these advertisers around the ice rink and just thinking, like, they're willing to pay to be seen in front of a small audience. Imagine if they're in front of, you know, the 100 plus venues we have here across the Denver Metroplex.
I cannot go into a restaurant without looking for an outlet near the ceiling to find a place to put our TV.
It's part of it, right? And all the outdoor billboards, like you said, you open your mailbox and you're pulling out the stuff you usually throw in the trash. You're like, wait, I didn't know they're advertising. I got to call them, you know? So it is a very much a lifestyle at that point.
That's one of the most interesting things about getting into marketing and advertising for the first time, just entering that industry, is that it opens your eyes to a lot. I think that our whole lives, we kind of go about with advertising goggles on. We don't want to be influenced by outside advertising. We really just want to, you know, want what we want. However, when you are in this business, you take the advertising goggles off and you see so many companies in your area that I think you may have not even known they existed.
In this particular model, you've discussed a lot of the trending and development side. As a franchisee, what does the day-to-day look like for them? And what does NTV360 provide to them to kind of help complete their business and run their business?
So the best part about this business is that it is very flexible to each franchisee. So whatever you would like your lifestyle to look like, odds are you can make that happen with this business. We handle everything on the back end. I mean, we have the creative team that is going to be making the commercials for all of your clients. We have the tech team who's going to be helping you with the management of your indoor billboard network. We have the DMS team who's going to be helping you run all of the campaigns on the back end for your clients. And then the client services team that's really supposed to help you understand, where do I go next? So at the end of the day, all we need our franchisees to do is to have the desire to grow their business and go out there and speak to people. So that's really what the day consists of is, you know, you may start your day by looking at some emails and kind of laying out who you want to speak with that day. And then your day is really going out there and talking to people, whether that be through networking, through setting up appointments with some of these business owners and going to meet them face to face. You may even be taking, you know, some photos for social media or some things like that, but we'll even handle that for our franchisees as well. So, I mean, really what a franchisee's day looks like is going out there and connecting with the community. And that can look different for everyone.
It's a great answer. It's very flexible. And growing up, my family owned a restaurant, right? And there were weeks where we didn't even see each other because it's literally you're opening it. Someone, the cook calls out, now you're the cook, right? And you know, all these different positions, all this labor management, all this time, just 7 days a week, nonstop grinding, you know, grinding to the ground. I mean, if you're not able to kind of replace some of that, right? So with this model, from what you're saying, it's not like that?
Not at all. I mean, not to mention, this is a subscription-based model. So we're setting up all of our advertisers on monthly recurring payments. So once you get that client, I mean, it starts to compound over time. We're adding more and more revenue every single month, but it really is residual income. So you make that sale once and you maintain that relationship, that sale is going to keep coming in every single month.
I think that's huge. And just having the flexibility, you know, if you have kids, being able to go to their sports game, your cons, whatever it is for your kids, and, you know, being able to live the life you want, like you said, is, I mean, that's so empowering. And obviously there's pros and cons of that. Being your own boss means you're now beholden to yourself. So you got to be able to motivate yourself and to start saying, obviously your team will do some of that. So I think that's, you know, kind of the challenge or if you will, but then there's all that opportunity to really live your life however you want. So I love the fact that you said that. With this model, say I want to be in the day to day. I want to be the one running the business. I want to be the one going out, talking to people, landing deals, things of that nature. Is that possible? On the other hand, and I apologize for being long-winded here, what if I don't want to do that? What if I don't want to go out and be the day-to-day? Is it possible for me to potentially like hire someone or hire a team to take care of that stuff for me?
Yes, of course it is. And we will actually help with the training and staffing of your territory as well. So we have people who come to us who they've haven't ran a business. And so when it comes to hiring and building out the team to actually make this happen, they may be a little bit more unsure of themselves. So we'll step in and we will help them with the listing that they actually want to put out there to hire somebody good. We will help with also seeing your candidates. So we'll help with interviewing. We'll help you looking through candidates. We'll, if you have a top three candidates that you'd like to move forward with, we'll interview every single one of them and we'll help you understand from our perspective what we believe the best route forward is. We've talked to hundreds and hundreds of salespeople, so we have a really good idea of who really works in this business. And then on top of that, we will have just as much attention to the sales team that we do our franchisees. So if they need weekly meetings, if they need recurring calls, whatever support that operator needs, we will give that to them as well.
That's incredible. So I have the flexibility as a franchisee to say, hey, I'm going to be more of that CEO, just kind of owner type. And obviously there's still work to be done, but it's lessened if you're able to hire that team. Or I can be that day-to-day operator that is in the thick of it, if you will, going out, landing deals, and doing the sales myself, from what you're saying.
Yes. And I will say that what I always recommend to a franchisee, if they are looking to be more of the not the person in the business, but working on the business, is just to go through training in its entirety with us. Understand the ins and outs of the business, even if it's not going to be you actually doing the work, then you understand if you are kind of what comes next. So you understand if your salesperson or if your administrator is on the right path and if they're doing what they need to do as well.
That's great advice. And even if you own like a restaurant, right, you don't necessarily have to be the one cooking every day, but you need to know how the food is made. So that way you're able to find the right person to do that on a day-to-day. So
typically
really appreciate
the owners,
that.
They know the recipes, they know the overhead, they know how to train. That's really what we recommend here as well, is just understand the basics and how to run the business so that you can identify any green or red flags.
Outside of that, Quinn, is there any other piece of advice or anything you want to add to potential franchisees?
I think that my only thing to add is if this is something that you are thinking about doing, if you are somebody who enjoys connecting to your community, you enjoy the local advertising piece, or you even just enjoy business, take the jump and come join MTV 360.
I love it. Thank you so much, Quinn.
Thank you.
For more information on how to become an NTV 360 franchisee, please contact us at ntv360.com. NTV 360, watch us.